The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Hello, I'm Elizabeth Morse, your host of Container Corner, where we explore all things related to gardening in containers. Here's a little about me. I am an advanced master gardener, private chef, wine guru, and writer. I love growing things, especially vegetables, and I'm really into getting people excited about gathering the skills to nourish themselves with plants. I hold a degree in sociology from Indiana University, but my passion is organic gardening and teaching others about the importance of growing what you eat. I have been actively gardening since 1996. The subject of today's podcast is stunning summer hanging baskets. With the warm weather right around the corner, I thought this would be a great time to get your creative juices flowing. First things first, planting stunning summer hanging baskets are a cinch if you follow a few rules of green thumb. First, determine where your basket will be located. This will help you choose appropriate plants based on sun exposure. Once you've made that choice, it will be easier to select the type of container your plants are ideally suited to. For instance, if your plants need full sun, it would be smart to select a basket that can hold a bit more liquid than one that needs a shady spot. Location. I have a back patio that faces north. Exposure and tree cover yield a location with hot afternoon sun with dappled light in the morning. I also wanted baskets to add some definition to my pergola. Based on these factors, I chose deep plastic baskets because they allow for plenty of root development. I also decided to create two identical baskets with luscious vines for a bigger impact. The deep plastic baskets also allow the soil to maintain just enough water without drying out too quickly in the hot sun. Soil. I started by filling my baskets with Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix. It seems to do a great job of keeping plants adequately watered and provides great nutrients. Accent plants. I started with a pretty variegated spike as a centerpiece. Variegated lily turf is the name. It just provides height and focus with its pretty green and white leaves, and eventually will yield pretty purple wand-like blooms. Trailing and tumbling plants. For contrast in both shape and color, Purple Heart, also known as Wandering Jew, is next in. The dark purple leaves are lance-shaped and up to 7 inches long. The plant is a low-growing trailer and does well in containers. I also selected English ivy because I love the classic look and hesitate to use it in my landscape because of its invasive nature. It is also a trailing plant, but the dark leaves with light veining provides soothing interest in my stunning summer hanging baskets. A third vine, Vinca vine variegata, is quick growing with green and creamy white leaves. It tumbles beautifully out of any container, and I like the way it can fill up a basket while still keeping a lighter, whimsical look. Last but not least is Creeping Jenny, another low growing hugger that is yellow green and offers small, yellow, fragrant blooms. With penny-sized leaves that freely root at the nodes, you can prune as needed to keep desired length. They will grow up to 30 feet in length, providing you with loads of plant drama. Finishing touches. After plants are arranged in a pleasing way, fill in spaces with more soil and drench with water. Your stunning summer hanging basket is ready. Don't forget to water daily during the heat of the summer, and I suggest fertilizing monthly. I personally use Osmocote Plus Indoor-Outdoor to prolong the life of your stunning summer hanging basket. Thanks so much for listening today. This has been Elizabeth Morse, author of Container Corner, a part of PlantersPlace.com.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at PlantersPlace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.